40 is the time on the WSW Morning Team Show Thursday on this April 14th calendar date. We say welcome to you as we say welcome to the Ontario Hockey League update, the conversation that we have on Thursday mornings during the Ontario Hockey League season with Voice of Spirit Hockey, Joy Boteno. Spirit broadcasts all season long on 100.5 WSGW. And hard to believe, we've reached a point where the Spirit season is going to be wrapping up this weekend. Joy Boteno, we say good morning to you once again and to welcome you to the broadcast. How are you, Joy? Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you?
Hey, we're doing okay, thank you. Hard to believe we've gotten to this point. I know it's been a season that has been extended because of some of the things that have been dealt with. Still, as much as we know that the previous season was canceled because of COVID, there were still some COVID-related things that were going on during this season, which wraps up. Before we talk about that, I want to talk about the one game that took place since we last talked. That was a game against the Spitfires over the weekend. And, wow, once again, and it was like about a month ago, I think, Joe, you started talking about, as we were entering the final weeks of the season, the Spirit wanted to play some of these teams that were headed to the playoffs tough, battle them, showing that grit all season long. And what, the Spitfires came into the game, what, winning 12 in a row? And in the third period, the Spirit are all tied up with them. Eventually lost, I know, but again, battled back and made a big game of that.
Yeah, it was nice to see them, you know, hang in there against one of the top teams in the league. And Windsor right now is the class of the OHL. They've won 13 straight, as you mentioned, and you know they came in and they got out to a 3-0 lead in that game. But you know, I thought it said a lot again about our team, our players in particular, that probably could have packed it in. You know, when you're down 3-0 at home, there's really nothing to play for from their perspective, and instead they rallied, tied the game. Bit of a breakdown on the fourth goal, but that happens. But at the same time, you know, it was just to be in that situation, to be in a tie game down the stretch against one of the top teams in the league, I think was another important, you know, learning situation for some of our young guys. And I think it's positive. Anytime you get into one of these game situations down the stretch here, where, you know, it's a tie game or you're down by one or you're up by one and you have to try to hang on to it, it's a good learning experience here down the stretch. You're playing against teams that need these points. So I even though we lost, like you said, you know, I thought it was a positive overall because they were able to experience that.
Yeah, and a chance to experience a couple of more games, as we talked about, entering the final weekend, Friday game on the road at Sarnia, and then the season wrapping up on Saturday at home against London. And I wanted to jump to that game. I don't want to overlook Sarnia, I know, but just wanted to talk about the London game, or maybe have you, Joey, talk about what actually is taking place, because it is the overager game where you have a chance, the Spirit fans recognizing some players who have reached, reached their maximum, and the Spirit can honor a couple of guys. Actually, honoring two guys, but a third guy too, which I think is cool. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so Saturday night is our final game of the regular season at home against London, and just so happens our two overagers, Dalton Duhart and Nick Wong, would normally be getting, you know, honored in this situation, so we are going to honor Dalton and Nick for their OHL careers. But we're also going to honor Cameron Baber, who is an overager for the London Knights, but started the season with us as our captain. And so we're also going to be doing a jersey presentation for Cam. His parents will be there as well. So I think it's a bit of a nice touch. You know, I don't want to break my arm patting ourselves on the back, but I think it's a nice touch to be able to present Cam with his jersey and honor him with this, because he's a 5-year OHL guy or 4-year OHL guy too, you know, and he was drafted by the Spirit. So to be able to share this night with him, I know I've talked to those players about it, Duhart and Wong and a couple other guys that have been with the Spirit for a while, and they were all excited. You know, they're thrilled. They love Cam as a teammate, you know, and that hasn't changed even though he's playing for London. So Both those guys were happy to share some of the spotlight with Cam, and same thing with our team. They were thrilled that you know, we're able to wrap up the season against London, and that Cam will be here and be a part of it. And so it's going to be a real fun night, and I think for our fans, an opportunity to thank not only Dalton and Nick again, but to thank Cam for his contribution to the team, because, you know, he was here for the overwhelming majority of his career, 3.5 years. And so being able to do that for him is a nice touch, and I'm glad it worked out that way.
And for the other guys too, obviously very special, as you mentioned. And for like Dalton, I mean, you know, we can call him a local boy making good, but Grand Blanc native, right?
Yeah, and everyone knows the story by now of his dad, Jim, and he was a legend playing professional hockey in Flint for the Generals for many years. But a lot of people don't know he also played parts of a season with the Saginaw Lumber Kings. So not only did he play in Flint, but he was also a hockey player here in this market as well. And so, Dalton has all those local ties, and he's going to be extremely successful in his professional hockey career. We look forward to watching him and seeing what's next for him, and the same for Nick Wong. And for Cam Baber, it looks like, you know, London's going to the playoffs, and we'll see how long of a run they make. But it's not quite over for Cam yet. But you look at our guys and Duhart and Wong, and unfortunately no playoffs this year. So from a junior perspective, this is where it ends. And now we'll be looking forward to watching those two guys wherever they end up, whether it's college hockey or professionals. We look forward to seeing what comes for them, because we know even though their junior career isn't over, their hockey career is just beginning.
And we should mention, is this a pregame ceremony that takes place, Joey?
Correct, yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it shouldn't be too much earlier than normal, but if you're someone who likes to casually arrive couple minutes into the game and you want to be a part of the ceremony, I would definitely arrive early on Saturday night.
All right, so a couple of games to look forward to. Let's go back maybe to the Friday game, because always fun to play against Sarnia, and it'll be the final road game of the year for our Spirit, obviously.
Well, and then there's playoff implications in this game. I find this game extremely interesting, because Erie is home to Windsor, they're 1 point back of Sarnia right now for the final playoff spot. That's a very tough game for Erie, even though it's at home. They're playing against the hottest team in the Canadian Hockey League. And then Sarnia, who's 1 point up on Erie for that final playoff spot, plays Saginaw at home. So it's, again, we talked about this before. It's one of those opportunities for this team to play a spoiler and come up with a big win on the road in Sarnia. And we've done that a couple of times this year. You think back to that comeback win down 8-4 with 3 minutes left, and came back and won 9-8 in overtime. So I'm really intrigued by Friday night's game. When you think about the storylines and what that game has to offer, it should be very interesting. And then Saturday, of course, has the pageantry of overage night and the storylines of Cam Baber coming back and playing his final junior regular season game in Saginaw, which is pretty neat. So lots to talk about this weekend, even though there's no, you know, there's no playoffs for Saginaw this year. These will be two very interesting games, and I hope everyone who's listening now will tag along for Friday night and then be there at home on Saturday.
Well, we have a broadcast coming up at 6:50 on Friday and Saturday on 100.5 News Radio WSGW, but more importantly, especially for Saturday, obviously, get your seats into the Dow Event Center to do that. Easiest thing to do is SaginawSpirit.com, because all things Saginaw Spirit are there. Joey, we'll be listening for you and Dennis, and let's get together again one more time at least next week, just to kind of wrap things up and make sure folks are aware of how the Spirit season went, and know that even though it's going to be coming into the off season, there's always things that are going on with the Saginaw Spirit. You never stop all year round, do you?
No. it's a busy calendar. There's no rest for the weary, as they say.
All right, Joey. Thanks. We'll be listening for you this weekend.
Thanks, Charlie.
Okay.